This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Epstein from Disney's D23, the official fan club, and you're listening to the Disney Nerds.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 223 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed and...
I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, and this is the Disney Nerds Newscast, your connection to what's happening at Disney parks and resorts. Excitement is building for this spring's release of Disney's epic movie adventure, A Wrinkle in Time. To support the theatrical release, guests visiting Disney parks will be able to preview scenes from the new film. In California, guests of Disney's California Adventure Park can catch the preview with special in-theater 3D effects. Visit the Sunset Showcase Theater. And at Walt Disney World, guests at Disney's Hollywood Studios will get to see this preview as part of the Walt Disney Presents attraction.
Super Bowl 52 MVP Nick Foles got to say those magical words, "I'm going to Disney World," after winning the Super Bowl. He was there this past Monday on Main Street in the Heroes Parade in the Magic Kingdom.
The new hyper-reality experience, Star Wars Secrets of the Empire, by ILM X-Lab and The Void, has debuted to guests at Walt Disney World's Disney Springs. Star Wars Secrets of the Empire promises to transport guests deep into the Star Wars universe, walking freely and untethered throughout the multi-sensory experience with friends and family. In groups of four, teams will go undercover as stormtroopers to capture Imperial intelligence vital to building the Rebellion's survival. Disneyland guests will be able to experience Star Wars Secrets of the Empire in the downtown Disney districts. Tickets for both locations are available now at thevoid.com.
Be sure to enter the Disney Junior My Magical First sweepstakes for a chance to win a Walt Disney World vacation. Enter from January 29th till February 25th, 2018 on the Disney website.
Over at Disneyland, look for new experiences and returning favorites. Star Tours, The Adventure Continues, now features a new adventure inspired by Star Wars The Last Jedi, as well as a visit to Batuu, the remote outpost guests will discover when Star Wars Galaxy Edge opens in Disneyland in 2019.
California Adventure will host a Lunar New Year Festival for an expanded 24 days from January 26th through February 18th. Highlights include the heartwarming Hurry Home Lunar New Year celebration prior to World of Color, Mulan's Lunar New Year procession, a lucky wishing wall, and three Asian marketplaces offering delightful foods inspired by Chinese, Korean, and Vietnamese cultures. DCA Food and Wine Festival expands to 6 weeks this year, March 2nd to April 12th. Explore California-inspired cuisines, tasting, and entertainment, along with demonstrations from celebrity chefs.
Starting April 13th, 2018, celebrate your favorite Pixar stories during the first ever Pixar Fest, featuring Together Forever, a Pixar nighttime fireworks spectacular, and the Pixar Play Parade, featuring three new story elements all at Disneyland Park, as well as the fan favorite Paint the Night Parade at Disney's California Adventure. Pixar Fest will also introduce the permanent transformation of the Paradise Pier area of DCA to the new Pixar Pier, The newly themed land will feature four Pixar-themed neighborhoods, the new Incredicoaster, previously California Screamin', and a new Pixar-themed lounge and grill, along with lots more.
Two original Disneyland park attractions have closed temporarily to receive updates. For the first time ever, the horse-drawn streetcar track on Disneyland's Main Street, USA, will be replaced in its entirety, temporarily pausing the operation of all Main Street USA vehicles. Also, Dumbo the Flying Elephant will receive a new queue located with a shade structure with fresh paint. Main Street USA vehicles and the Dumbo Flying Elephant will reopen in the later winter and early spring, respectively.
When Disneyland's It's a Small World reopens after Small World Holiday, guests might notice work continuing in the promenade in front of the attraction. The location of the queue will be moved, along with other enhancements, including a new parade route entrance and stroller area, allowing guests to travel through It's a Small World Mall with greater ease. The changes are expected to be completed in the spring when the Pixar Play Parade will step off from the new parade route entrance.
Now to Walt Disney World. Some wonderful news. The Animal Kingdom announced the birth of a baby hippopotamus. For the animal experts at the park, it was a great, great thing in that this was the first time a hippo was born at the park in 13 years.
Learn more about the newest addition to Animal Kingdom at DisneyAnimals.com. DisneyAnimals.com. Now you know. The Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival is just around the corner, from March 16th through April 1st, 2018. Guests visiting the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival can participate in the returning Egg Extravaganza scavenger hunt. This year, along with the egg hunt, a new springtime scavenger hunt called Spike's Pollen National Exploration 2018 helped Spike, the bee, who appeared in several Donald Duck cartoons in the 40s and 50s, pollinate his way around World Showcase.
Walt Disney World recently announced The Incredible Summer at all four parks. The Incredibles take over Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom Park. Guests can party with Mr. Incredible, Elastigirl, and Frozone from Disney Pixar's The Incredibles and the soon-to-be blockbuster Incredibles 2. Edna Mode, the greatest superhero costume designer, will also make her debut appearance. The Guardians of the Galaxy take the stage at Epcot. Star-Lord and Gamora from the Guardians of the Galaxy will join an alien band, taking the guests on a journey through the cosmos. The party will feature hits from Awesome Mixtapes number 1 and 2, fun and favorite tunes from the two movie soundtracks.
Adventurers meet up, a great bird adventure, and a new Dinotastic celebration for Donald Duck will debut at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Two new offerings will debut as Disney's Animal Kingdom just in time for the park's 20th anniversary. First, guests can discover new bird species from around the world at the new show Adventurers Meet Up, A Great Bird Adventure, which will star senior wilderness explorer Russell and his furry friend Doug. The park will also launch a Dinotastic celebration in which Donald Duck takes over Dinoland USA in a new character celebration.
The major highlight of Incredible Summer will be the grand opening of Toy Story Land at Disney Hollywood Studios. This new 11-acre land will shrink guests to the size of a toy and allow them to explore the fun and adventure of Andy's backyard. There, guests can experience two new attractions, the Family Coaster, Slinky Dog Dash, and Alien Swirling Saucers. Toy Story Land also will feature an existing guest favorite attraction, Toy Story Mania. The land's Woody's Lunchbox will be a new quick service restaurant that will offer up tasty meals and old-fashioned soda floats to Toy Story Land guests.
New food offerings at Walt Disney World this month include a rose gold Minnie Mouse cupcake at Sunshine Seasons at Epcot. Magic Kingdom started the year with a new teriyaki hot diggity dog at Casey's Corner. The all-beef hot dog is served with roasted pineapple and onions drizzled with teriyaki sauce and green onions. Pinocchio's Village Haas added a meat lover's flatbread. The Plaza Milkshake of the Month is a peanut butter cup. The Friar's Nook in Fantasyland started February with three new types of loaded tater tots, Greek tots, fiesta tots, and buffalo chicken tots. And the Main Street Bakery, also known as Starbucks, once again has a cinnamon roll, a Mickey-shaped cinnamon roll to be exact.
Galactic Nights is returning to Hollywood Studios. just in time to help launch the latest Star Wars story, Solo. The hard-ticketed event will be held May 27th from 7 p.m. until midnight. Galactic Nights celebrates the entire Star Wars saga with out-of-this-world entertainment, special photo opportunities, event-exclusive merchandise, and encounters with rarely seen characters that guests can only experience during Star Wars Galactic Nights, including the Galactic Destinations projections on the Hollywood Tower, new enhancements to Star Wars, A Galactic Spectacular Fireworks, and the Star Wars A Galaxy Far, Far Away stage show, special photo ops, and exclusive food and beverage offerings will be offered. And select attractions will be opened with some special Star Wars twist.
Starting February 4th, the Three Caballeros are joining the fun at the Discover Island Carnival at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Jose and Panchetto will join the nightly street party through May 5th, 2018. The Epcot International Festival of Arts kicked off its second year on January 12th. Come celebrate the joy of visual performing and culinary arts from around the world, with special entertainment, artists and galleries, and of course, world-class cuisine. The festival runs through February 19th, 2018, and will feature workshops, kids activities, artful photo ops, food studios, and Disney on Broadway.
Guests visiting Walt Disney World using the Disney Dining Plan can now redeem meals and snacks with the mobile ordering system. Simply tap the Order Food button under the My Plans in the My Disney Experience app. This is in addition to new features recently added to the app like room charge viewing, online check-in, and wayfinding. The rose gold craze we reported earlier continues to spread in February. New versions of the rose gold cupcake have appeared. The rose gold red velvet swirl is available at the Main Street Bakery, and the strawberry rose gold cupcake can be found at Hollywood Studios' Trolley Car Cafe. Outside of the park, at the Polynesian Village, you'll find the tropical rose gold vanilla at Captain Cook's and Kona Cafe, and the rose gold margarita at Barefoot Pool Bar. And Contempo Cafe at the Contemporary Resort, you'll find rose gold strawberry-filled cupcake. And Grand Floridian has the rose gold unicorn cupcake at Gasparilla Island Grill. Sounds like a rose gold cupcake monorail crawl.
Minnie Mouse has debuted a new spirited look that debuted during the grand opening of the arena at ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex in Walt Disney World. Minnie's updated look was designed with the consultation of Varsity Spirit Fashion, the world's leading provider of cheerleading and dance uniforms. Minnie's uniform keeps true to her classic style, featuring polka dots and a signature bow. With multiple style options, the uniform also features a double M on the front for Minnie Mouse and stays relevant to current cheerleading trends with the cutouts in the back. You'll find Minnie Mouse's new look at the Wide World of Sports Complex at future cheerleading and dance events, and at ESPNWWOS.com, ESPNWideWorldOfSports.com.
Beginning February 5th, the minivan service is expanding to additional resorts covering all of the moderate and deluxe properties and now Pop Century. Cost is $20, and rides can be requested via the Luft app. Additional services to Orlando International Airport has also been added and is available via a concierge cast member at select deluxe resorts. And now some Disney Springs news. The Disney Springs PhotoPass studio is celebrating Pixar films with a number of virtual backdrop options, including Brave, Cars, Coco, Inside Out, Monsters Incorporated, and Toy Story.
Part of the continued enhancements to Disney Parks guests, the shopping experiences at the World of Disney store locations in both Disney Springs and Disneyland's Downtown Disney District will be reimagined beginning in February 2018. Work will be completed in phases throughout 2018 so guests can continue to shop in the World of Disney stores during the construction. Shops in Town Center at Disney Springs, such as Ever After Jewelry and the Disney Corner, will carry select merchandise while Wide World of Disney undergoes transformation. At Downtown Disney District in California, World of Disney will remain open during the renovation. Additionally, guests can find great shopping in the recently opened Dream Boutique, as well as the Disney Home Store opening in the former D Street location at Disneyland's Downtown Disney.
New dining and entertainment recently opened at Disney Springs. The Edison features multiple themed areas for guests to explore, such as the Lab Performance Space, the Ember Parlor, Telegraph Lounge, the Patent Office, the Tesla Lounge, the Radio Room, and the Waterfront Patio. The Edison also features nightly entertainment, which ranges from live DJs, musicians, aerialists, and dancers. The Edison is now open Sunday to Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. and Thursday through Saturday from 11:30 a.m. till 2 a.m. Guests at the Edison must be 21 years or older, starting at 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday nights only.
Run Disney has also been in the news. The 25th anniversary of the Walt Disney World Marathon took place in January of 2018. The 26.2-mile run through all four Walt Disney theme parks and the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex included several entertainment experiences every half mile along the course, from full marching bands to a 100-member choir to nostalgic Disney movie soundtracks and exciting meet-and-greet opportunities with beloved Disney characters. Nick Hilton became the first American to win the race since 2004 and used the time to qualify for the U.S. Olympic team for the 2020 Summer Games. Way to go, Nick.
Run Disney has announced the first ever Star Wars virtual half marathon. From January 3rd to February 28th, you can register for the virtual event at rundisney.com. Complete 13.1 miles in your neighborhood, on a treadmill, or wherever before March 31st, and earn you one-of-a-kind Star Wars hardware. The virtual event also includes the Run Disney Kessel Run Challenge for runners that complete both the virtual event and the Star Wars Dark Side Half Marathon in Walt Disney World on April 22nd. Sign up for both at rundisney.com.
Disney Cruise Lines, Star Wars Day and Marvel Day at Sea are both returning in a big way to Disney Cruise Lines. Both are planning new adventures from January until March of 2019, with lots of opportunities to travel the waters with your favorite characters. For the Disney Nerds Newscast, I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary.
And this is Ed from the Disney Nerds.
We'll see you real soon. Kongaloosh!
Keep moving forward.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for this reverent celebration of America's leaders, past and present. And now Walt Disney World Resort is proud to present the Hall of Presidents.
This program is dedicated to the memory of Walt Disney. In 1971, his love for America inspired the creation of the Hall of Presidents, a place to celebrate the optimism and goodwill he saw at the heart of the American story. Walt's vision was to honor the nation by honoring the American presidency.
It is 1783. And the smoke is clearing in the wake of the Revolutionary War. Over the course of 8 grinding years, General George Washington has led a force of shopkeepers, farmers, and Native American allies to victory over the greatest military power in the world. A new nation has been born, independent and free. The founders must form a national government. In 1787, through months of passionate debate, they create a written constitution. For the country's highest office, they imagine something new in the history of the world. A leader not born to power like a king or queen. A leader who has not seized power through conquest. A leader not separate from the people, but elected by the people, from among the people. We, the people. This is a new idea, an American idea. The idea of a president. The people don't know exactly what a president will be, but there is little doubt who it will be. George Washington's stature and bearing have marked him as a leader. His integrity has made him a great one. Washington knows that many generals who have led successful revolutions make themselves dictators or kings. Instead, he steps down from power and retires to his home, Mount Vernon. The world takes note, and George Washington becomes the symbol of American ideals. In the first presidential election, it's Washington by a landslide. The only doubt seems to be his own. He writes, "Integrity and firmness is all I can promise. Integrity and firmness is exactly what we need." Everything he does as president will set a model for his successors. His final act may be the most important of all. After two terms, with no term limit in the Constitution, and amid overwhelming support to stay in office, he steps down once again and hands power back to the people. He wants us to speak, to elect a new president. During the early years of the Republic, we choose leaders as different as Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Andrew Jackson. Elections are often bitter. Each president stands at that fiery intersection where personal character meets the challenges of the times. Some call the presidency a glorious burden. Jefferson calls it a splendid misery. We, the people, must choose well. We elect 15 presidents before the course of history brings us to the edge of a crisis like no other. A nation born of freedom still permits slavery. As the country pushes west, will new states be slave or free? The question produces bitter conflict. The issue rocks the election of 1860 and brings Abraham Lincoln onto the national stage. The tall, lanky, some say uncouth, candidate from Illinois is a master of words at a time when speeches are printed in full for people to read. "A house divided against itself cannot stand," he said. With Lincoln's election, the house does indeed divide. Civil War. 11 states secede from the Union. The war becomes a defining passage in the American story. The president's own inner strength and depth of character change the course of history. Lincoln had come up the hard way on the American frontier, desperately poor, with less than a year of formal schooling. His early years were scarred by tragedy, the death of his mother, his sister, his first love. He struggles with depression, but never loses his determination to rise above it. He once said he's driven by a desire to leave the world a little better place for having lived in it. The war rages. Lincoln fights to preserve the Union and end slavery. Neither is a sure thing. At Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 6 months after one of the bloodiest battles of the war, the president dedicates a cemetery to the thousands of soldiers who died there in words we can never forget.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate We cannot consecrate. We cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note, nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
The blood of over 500,000 Americans is spilled in this civil war. President Lincoln's enduring hope is to give true meaning to the sacrifices of so many, to lead us to that new birth of freedom. With the end of the war and the end of slavery, a new birth truly begins. As we roll toward the 20th century, settlers roll west on wagon wheels and railroads connect the nation coast to coast. Millions of immigrants pour in from Europe and Asia. Population doubles. Our economy triples. Our standing among nations rises. We need presidents who can lead both at home and abroad. At the same time, a young Theodore Roosevelt is retreating from New York politics and personal tragedy, the death of his wife and his mother on the same day, in the same house. In the Badlands of North Dakota, he rethinks his life and the life of his country. He returns stronger in body and spirit. His renewed energy is just what his country needs. American industry is booming, but social tensions are rising. A progressive movement is bubbling up, pushing for change, and change is needed in the working and living conditions in cities. The gap widens between rich and poor. The demand for change grows stronger. Teddy Roosevelt is a knight on a crusade. He speaks with force and vitality in clear terms that make colorful headlines at a time when mass market newspapers have become the new media. To define his foreign policy, he borrows a phrase from an African proverb: speak softly and carry a big stick. But his greatest accomplishments are made at home. He breaks up giant monopolies, protects workers' rights, and calls for a square deal for all Americans, rich and poor, capitalist and wage earner.
Fair trade and a square deal for every man and every woman in the United States.
He calls on America to be as great as the natural grandeur of its lands. Keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground, he tells us. And we do. When we elect our 32nd president, it is the worst of times. The course of history and the course of one president's life again shape a turning point in our national destiny. Franklin D. Roosevelt, paralyzed by polio, knows how to restore the faith of a people paralyzed by the Great Depression.
I believe in practical explanations and in practical policy.
He has found the inner strength his countrymen now need. He speaks to us like a friend, a neighbor. His optimism is contagious. His voice perfect for the latest breakthrough medium, radio. He calls us to believe we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And we do believe.
Tonight's attacks on England are perhaps the most widespread of the war in the course of the day.
But an even greater challenge dominates his final years in office. The Second World War.
We must be the great arsenal of democracy. This is an emergency as serious as war itself.
We stun the world with our production. When bombs fall on U.S. troops in Pearl Harbor, he calls us to fight on the war front and sacrifice on the home front.
The harder the sacrifice, the more glorious the triumph. So spoke America in the year 1776. So speak Americans today.
Changes. The country changes. And yet, in one sense, what we need most from our presidents has never changed. A guiding vision that calls forth the best that America can be.
Will outer space be developed for the benefit of all mankind? Or will it become another focus for the arms race? The choice is urgent, and it is ours to make.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
But really, it's all of us who must overcome the crippling legacy of bigotry and injustice. And we shall overcome.
One of the agreements that President Sadat and Prime Minister Begin are signing tonight is entitled A Framework for Peace in the Middle East.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. You have lost too much, but you have certainly not lost America.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you.
Loving this country requires the willingness to speak out for what is right, to shake up the status quo. That's America.
Our presidency is no longer just an idea. It is an idea with a proud history. Ladies and gentlemen, the presidents of the United States of America. George Washington. John Adams. Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren, William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, James K. Polk, Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes, James A. Garfield, Chester A. Arthur, Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, William McKinley, Theodore Roosevelt. William Howard Taft. Woodrow Wilson. Warren G. Harding. Calvin Coolidge. Herbert Hoover. Franklin D. Roosevelt. Harry S. Truman. Dwight D. Eisenhower. John F. Kennedy. Lyndon B. Johnson. Richard M. Nixon. Gerald R. Ford. Jimmy Carter. Ronald Reagan. George Bush. Bill Clinton. George W. Bush. Barack Obama. And now we come to the present. Once again, we place our trust in the idea of a president, as we have from the beginning.
My fellow citizens, no event could have filled me with greater anxieties than that notification on the 14th day of April, 1789, that you had selected me to lead our nation. But it was with the confidence of my fellow citizens that I took an oath. 35 simple words that have been repeated by every American president throughout history.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God. From the beginning, America has been a nation defined by its people. At our founding, it was the American people who rose up to defend our freedoms and win our independence. It is why our founders began our great Constitution with three very simple words: we, the people. Since that moment, each generation of Americans has taken its place in the defense of our freedom, our flag, and our nation under God. These are the achievements of the American spirit. The spirit of a people who fought and died to bring the blessings of liberty to all our people. Above all, to be American is to be an optimist, to believe that we can always do better, and that the best days of our great nation are still ahead of us. It's a privilege to serve as the President of the United States, to stand here among so many great leaders of our past, and to work on behalf of the American people.
The presidency of the United States is a role unique in the world, an office entrusted to each president by us, we the people. Therein lies the genius of that new idea, now over 200 years old. A new idea our presidents have turned into a great American idea again and again.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in